This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. The women are coming to Washington. The number of bus permits issued for the Women's March in Washington on the Saturday after the inauguration has passed 1,800, and reportedly all the seats on Amtrak between D.C. and New York City are booked. Police and other D.C. city officials, rather than the march organizers, are saying that from their experience, the numbers will exceed the 200,000 estimated in the march permit. 1,000 fewer bus permits have been issued for inauguration day itself, yet the Metro, the D.C. subway, is running a rush hour schedule from 4 a.m. until on that date. On the Saturday of the march, despite the huge expected crowd, they have thus far announced that they are only running a normal Saturday schedule beginning at 7 a.m. Wonder about that. I talked to two young women planning to attend who are planning to drive in on a Thursday in the middle of the night just to beat the crowds and are debating exit plans for Saturday afternoon. One of the co-owners of the bar next to Fairgrinds Coffee House in St. Cloud surprised me by saying she was absolutely going to attend. In the age of Trump, if these are the kinds of crowd estimates coming into the nation's capital, then it won't be long before the Chamber of Commerce starts to apply a multiplier for how much tourism and visitor revenue it delivers to the city. Mass protests may become big business. It's not just D.C. There are local marches popping up everywhere. There are four marches in super red state Wyoming, in Cody, Cheyenne, Sheridan, and Casper. In Montana, over 2,000 women have signed up on a Facebook page that they're marching in state so they can be heard. In New Orleans, there's a women's march on Saturday at 3 p.m. and events throughout the state. They even have a name for this spreading phenomenon: sister marches. And that's not all. More than 20 countries are listed as having marches to show solidarity and stand with American women, from Australia to the Netherlands to our neighbors in Mexico and Canada. I was surprised not to see Google ads jumping on the website for comfortable shoes. God knows what the new president and tweeter-in-chief will have to say, but who cares, really? Solidarity, sisterhood, resistance, or whatever you want to call it, the issue is not whether or not Trump is president, but is more about the world being assured that human rights, all rights, are important to Americans. In this case, women are going to lead. There is an opportunity for all of us to follow. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.